Chapter 12. The Sisters. Gradually, however, Fanny began to realise that there was one member of the family she might be of use to, her sister Susan. She watched her younger sister and was impressed by the efforts Susan made to improve the running of the house and to make the younger boys behave themselves. For a 14-year-old, Susan was very sensible. Fanny wanted very much to give her sister encouragement and support, but was afraid that Susan wouldn't welcome it. But she was hopeful that things would change. In some ways, Susan reminded Fanny of her dear William. Both William and Susan had an open, friendly personality, and Fanny felt that if she was patient, she and her sister might one day be friends. At first, Susan had been unhappy about having to share a room with Fanny. She thought that a sister who had lived for years in a wealthy home like Mansfield Park would be proud and superior. But in time she learned that Fanny wasn't proud at all, but was modest, kind and considerate. She began to like her older sister more. One day, something happened which brought the two girls closer together. Fanny saw that Betsy was playing with a little silver knife and that Susan seemed very upset by this. Soon, Fanny understood why.
"Betsy, give me that knife," Susan said. "You know it's one of my special possessions. It belonged to Sarah, and just before she died, she said she wanted me to have it."
Susan turned to her mother for help.
"Mother," she begged, "please tell Betsy to give me my knife."
But her mother didn't take the matter very seriously. It was much easier to give in to Betsy than to listen to her screams when she didn't get what she wanted.
"It's only a knife," she said. "Let your little sister play with it if she wants."
Fanny was shocked. She and Susan had spoken several times of their sister Sarah, and Fanny knew how upset Susan had been when Sarah became ill and died. The little knife was very precious to her. It horrified Fanny that their mother could be so insensitive to poor Susan's feelings. Suddenly, it occurred to Fanny that there was a way she could help.
"Betsy, would you like to have your own knife?" she asked. "Oh, yes, please, Fanny," cried Betsy. "I'd love that."
Fanny had a little money that Sir Thomas had given her. She took some of it and bought a silver knife for the little girl.
"Here you are, Betsy," she said, smiling at her little sister. "Now you have a knife too." "Oh, thank you, Fanny," said Betsy. "Here, Susan, take your old knife. I don't want it any more."
Susan was very grateful to Fanny. No one in the Price family had ever done anything so kind for her before, and it made her love her older sister very much. Now that the two girls were good friends, Susan was happy to learn all she could from her sister, and Fanny was delighted to teach her. Finally, she was able to be of some use to her family. The sisters spent many happy hours in their room talking to each other. Fanny taught Susan how to borrow books from the public library and suggested some that she might enjoy reading. Many of them were books she herself had read because Edmund had recommended them. Mansfield Park had its own private library with a very fine collection of books, and it was one of Fanny's favourite places. When she was reading, the hours always passed happily. She wanted Susan to discover the pleasures of reading too. If Susan had good books to read, she wouldn't feel so lonely or unhappy when Fanny returned to Mansfield Park.
"Oh, Fanny," Susan cried one day, "how will I manage without you? I'll miss you so much. I've never had such a good friend before. Will you write to me often and tell me what you're doing? And you must tell me everything that happens to the Bertram family. Now that you've told me so much about all of them, I feel that I know them myself."
"Of course," answered Fanny with a warm smile.
I'm happy that we've become friends, and I'll miss you too. We must write to each other often, but let's not be sad now. I'm not leaving yet. I'll be here in Portsmouth for another month. Fanny's friendship with her sister Susan made her stay at Portsmouth much more pleasant, but she still missed Mansfield Park and the Bertram family very much. Every day she waited anxiously for news from Mansfield Park. Edmund had promised to write to Fanny as often as he could, and she looked forward to his letters. For some time, they arrived regularly every 3 or 4 days and brought her news of all the people she knew. She was surprised, however, to get letters from her Aunt Bertram too, as her aunt rarely did anything that required an effort. "I believe my aunt really misses me," thought Fanny. "I'd no idea that she cared so much about me. I'll be happy to talk and read to her again when I return to Mansfield Park." But Fanny was now getting rather worried. In Edmund's last letter, he had written that he was going to London, and it was now more than a week since she had had a letter from him. "Is it possible that he's seen Mary Crawford and is now too happy to write?" she wondered. "No, I don't think that's very likely. If something important had happened to Edmund, he would have written and told me about it. He always shares his news with me. As long as I don't get a letter, I can be sure that he has nothing special to tell me." Edmund had, in fact, seen Mary Crawford several times, but he found it difficult to write a long letter to Fanny from London. He preferred to wait till he returned to Mansfield Park and to write to her from the peace of their home.